Perek Tesvav Mishnah Beis Tabloyos Shel Eitz Sheinagai Zo Bezo Bekainosehem. If you have two solid squares of wood, say for example we have a long wooden square beam. Now if we stand up that square on a tip, on one of its edges, it now looks like a diamond. So if we line up two of them side by side, that's the situation that we're talking about. Tabloyos, we have like a square of wood, shehinagai zubazu, which the two squares are touching each other, bekarnei sehem, at their edge, at the two edges that are now touching each other, being that they're both standing on one of their edges. Vehein gavoyos min ha'aretz tefach. And the two beams are elevated from the ground, the tefach, meaning there's a cholol tefach, al tefach, with the height of a tefach underneath them, so therefore they're able to have the status of an oihel. So therefore we say, tuma tachas achas miyam, if there's tuma underneath one of these poles, hanageya b'shniya, even if someone touches the second pole, tamei tuma shiva, they're tamei for 7 days, and definitely if they're tamei, if they touch the first pole, which has the tuma under it, they're going to also be tamei for 7 days. Now the chiddush of our Mishnah here is that being that they're touching, that enables the beam that does not have the tumah under it to get the status of an ohel vis-a-vis the halacha that if someone touches an ohel hames, the tamei tumah shiva. However, it's only regarding the din of being nogea be'ohel hames. However, kelim shetachas harishayna, the kelim underneath the first beam which has the tumah, tameim, they will be tamei because the ohel of that first beam will spread the tumah onto the tar kelim. Whereas v'shetachas hashniya, the kelim that are under the second beam, which is only touching the first beam, tahirim, they're going to be tahar from tumah. Because even though we said that the second beam has a status of an ohel, regarding that if someone touches it, this tamei tumah shiva, it does not have the status of an ohel to transfer the tumah over to the kelim that are underneath the second beam. And the reason is, as we discussed in earlier Mishnayos, that in order for to have a succession of ohelim, there has to be an overlap of a tefach. And being that over here they're only touching and there's no overlap, the tumah does not travel under the second beam. Hashulchan. If one has a table, ene maybe as a tumah does not bring the tumah onto kelim that are under the same table. Actually, hey boy, birivuay bepeseach tefach, until in the square we have a space of a tefach. So the Mishnah here is discussing the old-fashioned construction of tables, which was where they would have a square, meaning they would make a box of wood, a four-sided box. So this box is open on two sides. They would stand that box on the open end, and now it would be exposed on the ground and exposed on top. Then they would lie a beam, a flat piece of wood, across the top to serve as a table. Now we're talking about where there was a mace or a kazayas of a mace inside the base of this table. So inside the square box, there is a kazayas of a mace. So if the square box itself does not have a tefach by a tefach space, then we consider that tumah of a mace as tumah ritzutza. It's tumah that will be bokas ve'ole, bokas ve'oreda, so go straight up to the sky, and therefore it would not spread out to be metame other kelim that may be under the extended area, the outside area where the table top covers. However, if that box does have a square tefach, then we will say that the tabletop will spread that tumah even to outside the box and be metame all of the kelim that might be under that table. Mishnah Gimel. Chaviyos shehin yeshves al shuleim. If we have earthenware barrels, which are generally not mekabel tumah if tumah touches the outside of them, shehin yeshves al shuleim, that they're sitting upright, meaning they're upright, the opened end is towards the sky. Aymutos al tzidehem, or if they're all leaning sideways, be'avir, and we're talking about where they're outdoors, ve'heinoigais zu bezu, be'peseach tefach, and there is an overlap, there is an area touching, where they're touching each other, which overlaps side by side a mount of a tefach. Then, tuma tachas achas mehem, if there's tuma underneath one of them, and it's tuma ritzutza, because let's say they're standing on the ground, and there's tuma underneath it, so since it's not an ohol, the tuma goes straight up, tuma bakas v'yoyle bakas via redes. The tumah will go straight up and will also come straight down. When do we say the tumah goes straight up and straight down and does not spread out? That is only b'tahayres. If the chavias, if the barrels were tahar, that they would never become tummy from the inside of them. Again, earthenware kelim do not become tummy from the outside, only from the inside. Avalim hayu tumayos. But if those barrels had already been tamei mitaychan from inside, oy, or if gevoyes min haaretz peseach tevach, or if they are tevach above the ground, and now they can have the status of a oihel. In that case, tuma tachas achas mehem, if there's tuma underneath one of them, tachas kulam tamei. Underneath all of them, all the kelim, underneath all of the barrels would be tamei. And let's say we're talking about where they were all barrels were tummy, because if they were tummy and the barrels were leaning sideways, so the upper side of the barrel cannot serve to be a chatzitza from tumah since it itself is tummy. So therefore the tumah goes through the barrel. Now it's going to have the side of the barrel facing the sky now becomes an oihel, and since they're touching each other, a tefach, the tumah travels through all the barrels, making it all into one oihel, and it'll bring the tumah to all the kelim that are inside or underneath those barrels.